In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
From an early point in our lives, we begin to learn right and wrong. We begin to recognize that there are forces of good and forces of evil in this world. And we begin to recognize that choosing what is good is extremely important. But as we grow and as we mature, we discover that sometimes life is not as clear as we would like it to be. That in fact, sometimes we find ourselves facing difficult choices, where the choices are not so immediately apparent to us what is right and what is wrong. It's not a black and white kind of choice. Sometimes we find ourselves between a rock and a hard place. Our choice is between two evil things, one that is dark and one that is even darker. And in such predicaments, we seek to choose the lesser of the evils. But at other times, we find ourselves facing another kind of dilemma altogether. Instead of facing two evils, we face the choice between what is good and what is even better. And in such times as this, we discover, in fact, that the good is actually the enemy of that which is better, because you can't choose both. We can't do both things, and so we have to choose one or the other, and so we seek to endeavor to choose what is better, what is best in that context. Such is the dilemma that we see between two sisters in the gospel text today. Martha and Mary had made two very different choices from one another. Martha comes to Jesus seeking to drag him into the middle of the conflict. Martha wants Jesus to take her side and to tell her sister off. But of course, Jesus doesn't take the bait, and he responds entirely different than what Martha had hoped. It's just a side comment here, but it's always important for us to realize something that's important here that we see in Martha's interaction with Jesus. When we come to the Lord seeking his help, we do so by humbly submitting ourselves to the wisdom of the Lord. We have to recognize that we don't come to the Lord telling him what to do in our situation. We don't come with our predetermined solution expecting the Lord to put that into action. We come presuming that the Lord is wiser than us and that the Lord has to help us in that. And thus, we don't come to the Lord expecting him to simply validate our perspective or our opinions, to tell someone else how they are wrong. This is what Martha did, and this is where she was off a bit. She didn't see the whole picture. She didn't see exactly what Jesus saw. Martha had made a choice. She made the choice to serve. And it's not that this was a wrong choice. Martha's choice to serve was a good thing. We are reminded again and again in the scriptures how we are called to serve. Serving is a basic Christian virtue, something that each one of us must pursue in our life. Serving is not for some and not for others. All Christian believers are called to serving. And Martha made that choice to serve. But the problem wasn't the choice to serve. The problem was how she chose to serve and the way that she served. If you look at the text, it's very clear in its description of her serving. It says, Martha was distracted with much serving. You see, her serving was not a pure offering to the Lord. It was not a pure offering to those that she was serving. In fact, it had become a distraction for her. It was something that took her attention away from the Lord where it belonged. Jesus addressed her saying, Martha, you're anxious and troubled about many things. See, serving isn't one of those things that should cause our heart to be troubled. Serving is not one of those things that should produce anxiousness in our hearts. Martha's serving had become a distraction. It was a distraction from what was even a better choice in the situation. And we don't know the whole story. We don't know if Martha began this day already anxious and turmoil with her heart troubled about many things from the days and the weeks prior. That could be the case. Or perhaps her anxiousness arose in the context of this very day in the middle of her serving because she's resentful that her sister is not involved in helping her. We don't know, but in the end, the result is the same. She has this anxiousness that has gripped her heart, and she can't deal with it. It's become a heavy burden, and she is not dealing well with it. And when we are in that situation, what she needed to do, like all of us, is she needed to learn to lay that burden down. She needed to lay aside the anxious thoughts, her troubled heart that was truly troubling her. that she needed to turn her heart back to the Lord where it belonged, to once again find peace in her heart by sitting at the feet of the Prince of Peace. The good deed of her serving had become tainted because she was distracted, she was anxious, she was troubled. Jesus said of Mary that she has chosen the good portion which will not be taken away from her. You see, though Martha chose, in fact, a good thing to serve, ultimately, Mary chose what was better in the context. Mary had found her rightful place at the feet of Jesus. Mary was taking Christ's teaching into her heart. Christ's words were feeding her soul in a way that nothing else could feed her soul. It was right that she sit at Christ's feet. Mary had made Christ her priority. And thus, in doing so, she had made a better choice. Certainly, on the inverse side of this equation, we have to consider that someone who is inclined to be lazy could certainly read this passage as a justification and see Mary as their hailed virtuous hero in the story. See, this is why we're not supposed to serve. We're supposed to be like Mary. Looking at Mary's choice should not validate laziness, though. It doesn't justify not serving because we see Mary and what she did in this context. That's not the point of the story. That's not why the gospel writers included this story. That's a certain manipulation of the scripture to our ends if we're doing that. Christ clearly sees the heart of each one. If Mary was avoiding her responsibility and being lazy, don't you think that Christ would have addressed her as well? He recognizes what was going on there was sincere. It wasn't avoiding what she needed to do. She was attending to what really needed to be done, and that was her own heart. She needed to be fed by Christ, taught by Christ, received from Christ, and thus she found herself rightfully at his feet. What we must recognize in our lives is that our choices really are important. At times, the choice that we face involves a good thing and an even better thing. And sometimes the good thing that is before us, in fact, is the enemy of that better thing that is before us. And choosing that good thing that is before us will distract us from the Lord. That so-called good thing doesn't help our heart when it's troubled or anxious. When we're anxious, when we're troubled, we need to, like Mary, find ourselves at the feet of Jesus. Christ taught us elsewhere, certainly, that the Son of Man came to serve, not to be served. Serving is really important. He taught this to his disciples readily, abundantly. But we also recognize if we look at Christ's life, did Christ spend all of his time serving without spending any time in contemplation and prayer? No, constantly he was stealing away to the mountainside to be alone, to pray, spending that time with his heavenly Father. You see, he's a model for us, not only in his service, but in his ability to maintain his relationship with God and recognize the priority that was there and recognize the strength and the grace that was needed in that experience of pouring his heart out to his heavenly Father. Serving is important. We are all called to serve. But when our heart is anxious, when our heart is troubled, serving can be a distraction from what is even more important in those moments. We must all find that place of contemplation at Christ's feet. And there is no substitute for this place. We must also recognize that contemplation and service are not enemies of one another. They are not mutually exclusive concepts that are at war with one another. They can coexist and rightfully should coexist in our lives. But they need to do so in a balanced way. We are indeed called to serve, but when we serve, we shouldn't serve from a troubled heart. We are called to serve, but our serving shouldn't be a distraction from what is most needful in our life at that moment. We must all find that place at the feet of Christ. We must all spend time with him, being taught of him, receiving his words into our soul, being fed of him, learning to lay our burdens at his feet, to find rest for our souls that are weary, to indeed find that peace of soul and that peace of heart that we can only experience by our life with him, before him, by our relationship with him, by spending that time at his feet. The contemplation of Mary and the service of Martha both are concepts that belong in our lives. We must spend time serving others, but our serving needs to be focused upon Christ. Our serving needs to be without distraction. Our serving needs to be from a heart that is at rest and at peace and is free. We're not to be serving from a heart that is anxious and troubled. This morning we must recognize that the only way for our heart to truly be free, the only way for our heart to be unburdened, the only way for our heart to ultimately be at peace is for us to spend time with the Prince of Peace, to spend time with Christ, sitting at His feet as Mary did. This is the better choice, the good portion, which shall not be taken away. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.